It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max,
ESPN
Radio. Jay, hey, I hear your voice.
All right, yeah, it's like I got something for you, though. All right, that's what we're doing.
8 o'clock on the East Coast.
I can't
Coast.
Listen to Ja Rule ever again now.
Why?
Y'all just, because y'all ruined them for it. And
why?
You co-signed it.
What's wrong? Because you act like it's an insult.
What's wrong with Ja Rule?
Yeah, I just don't look like Ja Rule. And why would I be Ja Rule as a rapper?
I don't look like Jay-Z.
Why would I be Ja Rule as a rapper?
Well, I don't know. He had hits.
No, you didn't even say it. Why are you defending it? Key said it.
No, I'm just saying, being called Ja Rule is not an insult.
That's a good artist.
It's not an insult.
That's an insult.
Come on, Jay. All right, man. You, Bruce Springsteen. Is that better for you? My God.
What do you want? You Bobby Brown. You look like Bobby.
Bobby Brown had a hell of a career.
Wait, old Bobby Brown or like young
Doesn't
Bobby
matter.
Brown?
It's still Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown was that dude,
if you
man.
Just keep it to the professional
it's
stuff.
It's my prerogative.
Come on, man. Do Jay, what you gotta do.
It's Jay my think prerogative. It's an insult to
no,
be
no, no,
Ja Rule,
because,
man.
See, this is my thing. See, this is how Key think he's slick.
Now I'm slick.
Key, you always been slick. It's the way you thought about it. Max, you know what I'm talking about. You know when I said Key turns into that badass little kid?
Yeah, you got to look on his face.
Where his eyes start wandering. Yeah. Like, come on, catch it. Yeah, Ja Rule, there it is. Yeah, Ja Rule.
I was trying to think of the dude's name. And
lying
and
to the people.
Yates
look at you.
Said Ja Rule, but I don't understand why that's an insult.
An insult. I think it's because you called yourself Hove, who's number one, because he has the deepest catalog
Thank
of
you,
greatest career ever.
So let me tell you why I'm Hove.
Okay.
Because can't nobody in this business that's an African-American mess with me,
Stephen
period.
A.
Nobody. Not even Stephen A.
Yes.
So, man, please.
That's it. Just because
you
say stuff out loud, don't make it true.
So that
please.
Would make
this
me
This is the
so
same
that would
guy
that
wrote the
book.
Give me the damn
exactly.
I'm the nicest one here. So since
exactly.
I'm the nicest one here, y'all can't rock with it.
So is that would be, not what Hove do?
No.
Oh, really? Hove ain't going to tell you the nicest dude going?
No, because he's non-threatening.
Oh, okay.
Not
all right.
So that would make me
don't
Eminem
tell me
by
nothing
far.
About Jay,
when Jay,
when
yes
your
no?
tone rises, like
oh,
it,
man,
it becomes aggressive.
If
I
he's
don't
talking
care about
about
aggressive.
He's saying African American male, therefore in the business, therefore he's Jay-Z. Who would that make me, Yates? I mean, is it? Come on, man.
You got to be M.
I got to.
I mean,
be M.
And look, that Renegade yeah. track is yeah. you know.
I don't think racially like that though, Key.
But I do.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, and I don't clearly, care. Yeah. We having no JJ. I give him a compliment, he get mad at me.
No, that was a slight.
But
dog.
If I'd have gave you Puffy, you'd have been mad.
No,
if
I would have been mad with Puffy.
If I'd have gave you Kanye, I gave you Kanye.
No,
because
you
then
he
did
took
it.
Kanye and let you have Jay.
Time out. We had to force him to give me another name. Get
you
out of here, Max.
You didn't have to force me to do anything.
This is like you ever as a kid. I'm Superman. I'm Batman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this
yeah,
is what we're doing.
Mad. I give him a compliment of a nice East Coast rapper, you know, and he gets mad at me.
If he would have said Rakim, if he would have said Rakim,
legendary game with it.
If,
come on, man, this is like
but
this
I Nas, you'd be good.
I got love
but
for Jarvis. It's not like that.
Uh-huh.
Nas, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
I mean, listen,
but
Nas and Rakim are different.
Come on,
yeah,
man,
true.
We're talking about different levels to it. Come on, man.
All right, Jay. Since you wanted to be
see,
different
now,
levels,
it's like, oh,
no, you wanted to be different
Jay's
levels.
Jay's whining
no,
that he got
Yates,
called.
He's
Ja
like
Rule.
It's a symphony,
no.
And then he gave, and I then just, he gave Jay like Master Ace or someone like that. Nothing wrong with it,
I'm
but
the
it's not G rap.
Just take Milli Vanilli. You're cool.
Huh? You haven't won that many win platinum. Just won maybe.
See, I'm trying to help this guy out.
He's trying to front slick LA. Get out of here.
All right, Drake. You want Drake?
Yeah, I'll take Drake.
Take Drake then.
I'm I mean, still
I'm
already home. Emotional. Like in Yates
I'm
and
still
I be talking
home,
about
so I got
time.
Trust issues, so.
All
I mean.
Day.
Jay, though, man. I give him Yay. He don't want Yay.
No, I didn't say that.
You did say you didn't want him. You
it
said he got a lot of issues and this, that, and the other.
I would love for callers to call it. Is it disrespectful if somebody says, yeah, I'm Hove. You like Ja Rule?
Well,
just answer it. No, let the public speak for it.
He did, but then he did say he was Kanye and you were Jay. He
I
let you take
to, Jay
and took
Jay,
Kanye.
I'll take Kanye. Now, is that still a problem?
But it's not what you
that's
say.
That's the perfect,
15
by the way.
Minutes
that's
later.
The perfect setup to corner you and you give you
it's
nothing.
Not what you say, it's not what you say 15 minutes yeah. later after we call
still,
you out for saying something erroneous.
I still
it don't
gave
work that
it
way.
To you.
The thing about. The
call
listen,
into the show, please.
Big B in North Carolina wants to say something about this here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Jay, don't forget that Ja Rule was an incredible actor, too. It's a compliment. Remember his line in The Fast and the Furious? Monica!
Monica!
His line!
Oh, now we got y'all playing the games. Now, okay, Big B, I'm going to come and find you at NC.
Jay, I'm sorry. That was your line for this show. Now, excuse me. I need to talk to Jay-Z.
We got jokesters.
Guys. Saquon, but first of all, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. 6 months. 6 minutes.
Think he's slick.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Guys, Saquon Barkley. I love saying I told you so. Because sometimes for a month I won't be able to pick my own nose. But sometimes I pick everything right. Okay? Sometimes I get it all right. I got Aaron Judge right before the season. I told you about the could he even threaten for the Triple Crown, all this. Told you before the season. Saquon, who had 2,000 total yards from scrimmage as a rookie with 15 touchdowns behind the worst line in the game and the remains of Eli Manning. Saquon, who had the best highlights I've ever seen for a one-year player in the league, right? Saquon hadn't been healthy since then. But now he's healthy, looked great in the preseason, mm-hmm. is older and wiser but still only 25. He was going to ball out against maybe the best run defense in the league coming into the season. Gashed him for .194 total yards, 160-something on the ground. Guys, found the end zone twice, including for the two-point conversion that won the game and was named Offensive Player of the Week. Key, is Saquon back?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I'll say he's back. Now, let's just see if he stays healthy. If he's healthy, I think you can see some of the same stuff. I mean, I can see the explosiveness. I can see reading his blocks, being patient. Now, a lot of that may come from being coached differently by a guy who knows offense and Brian Daboll, right? So I don't want to go back to the past because then I'll make you turn red. But I'm going to make you turn red.
Gettleman!
Gettleman,
yeah.
Joe Judge.
We're building.
Jason Garrett and those guys, they didn't know offense. Joe Judge had no offense. You hired a guy that doesn't know. Well, you can see what's happening in New England's offense right now with him and Matt Patricia running it. Now, let's go back to the Giants. But you got a guy in Brian
Daboll.
Joe Judge
is so bad, he's making me go, Belichick's not the GOAT anymore.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right, yeah. So now you go back to where they're at now. It's all about being coached up a certain way. It's all about schemes and understanding what type of back I got. Okay, so if I'm going to do zone reads or if I'm going to off-tackle plays or I'm going to run toss sweeps, this is the type of back that we have. These are the sort of things that he does best. Let's implement that into our game plan, and this is what you're getting.
John, what do you think?
Giving it up! Just giving it up, Jay!
This is disappointing.
Ben in Denver.
It's disappointing.
When
I'm getting excited to talk about my G-men, then you just call me Ja, and I get depressed.
Ben in Denver.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
What's up, Big Ben?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. Oh. But Keyshawn, you know you threw slight at Jay Will calling him Ja Rule. You know in the black community, Ja Rule. You know in the black community, Ja Rule is seen as a pigeon. You called yourself whole.
See, now keep looking at me like, thank you for calling in and giving the truth, man.
I didn't say that you put something together in the Bahamas. I didn't say none of that, man.
People say, John, like going right back to the Bahamas. Right. I don't even know what the name of that whole thing is called, dog.
Fire
Festival. That's where I just go. I'm like, oh, you going to try to put me in that boat?
No, he's saying you're fire, Jay.
No, guys, don't clean it up. See, this is where we're going on this show. Damn it.
Chris in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You asked for the callers, man.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Keyshawn, you just hit J. Will with the classic. I'm Mike, and you Tito. Max, you pick one of the other ones.
All right, man. Next
Please.
Caller.
I'm Joe. I'm the father of this.
Man.
All right.
Y'all so stupid.
I'm not taking a brother. I'll just take the father. All right.
Man, get one more, man.
David in Brooklyn.
Hello?
What's up,
David in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Keyshawn know that you definitely threw shade at Jay by calling him Ja Rule.
Man, y'all need to stop.
Y'all see Ja Rule really is, Dave. Go ahead.
Not that guy. When you call yourself Jay-Z and you call somebody else Ja Rule, that's shade.
That,
That's
See,
all
David,
I wanted to say.
Thank you, David.
Keith said he was Superman and Jay was the Wonder Twins.
Gleek.
Gleek. Come on. Gleek was the Wonder Twins' pet.
That's what I said. I'm going to fight back all day. We about to scrap over this.
Right, well, one more.
This
one
is
more.
Serious. This is serious.
Right, I want to talk Saquon.
Yeah, it's not
but
the right name.
But you kind of.
No, no, the nose don't look nothing like it.
No,
don't
I
even try.
The nose. I just said
at what?
No, I just said he kind of has see, a like,
what?
No, everybody's saying no. Okay.
So LS no. In Virginia. You're on with Keyshawn J. Will and Max.
I'm gonna sell it for y'all. Keyshawn is 50 Cent, and Will is still Ja Rule. Max is Nas, and I'm Rakim.
Oh, that's see what he's
I'll
saying.
I'll take 50.
He's saying he and I think alike, and he's older than me.
I guess I'll take 50. 50, he's still working.
I'm not accepting the job.
50 still got work, right? At least yeah. I think he does.
I'm Nas. It's
the level of
disrespect, Nas.
Man.
You're 50, and he's still John.
No, I'm not.
That's what he said. The caller said it.
I don't care what
us,
the caller
Jay.
Said. I'm telling you, I'm not.
Jay, I didn't ask to be Nas. The caller
thought
that I'm
Nas. You hear how non-threatening turned to threatening very quickly?
You guys are unbelievable. I didn't realize
y'all
were so.
I didn't ask to be Nas. The caller said I'm not. The caller said Key. He came up with a new one for Key.
I work with children.
50. And then he said Jay is still Ja Rule. That's his opinion.
And I'm taking 50. You're
taking Nas.
I'm not taking Ja Rule.
Why though? He is a.
I hung out with Ja Rule. I told you on the ferry going to Macau once for hours.
Let me hear Key talk about the resume of Ja Rule. Go ahead.
He's a working artist.
A working artist. Mm-hmm.
He
so are you.
Put out some.
You just
some
saying stuff.
Records
now.
Or whatever. Music.
Yep. Just, yep.
He was part of.
What records has he put out?
Entertain crowds.
Yeah.
What records has he put out?
This one right here with Ashanti. Right.
What's the name of the song?
Man, I don't know the name of any songs anymore.
No, you know catalog. He knows songs and catalogs of Jay-Z, Nas all day long. I'm just disrespect.
All right. Man, I'm sorry you feel that way. I wasn't trying to disrespect you at all. Really,
do you
wasn't.
Have anything to say about Saquon Barkley?
I forgot.
Okay, what if I said Ja? Do you have anything to say about Saquon Barkley? Would you do that
in the middle of Ja Rule's performance? I mean, come on.
See, man.
Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Steelers host the Patriots, followed by Texans at Broncos. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Oh, it's time to play Take It or Shake It. Shannon?
Yes.
Welcome to Keyshawn J. Will and Max.
Who would Shannon be is the question. Marley
Marl. No, I don't even want to hear Key. I don't even want Key's opinion
on
this.
Nah,
you will not.
See, look at
it. Take It or Shake It. Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Granger. We're getting into Take It or Shake It here on Keyshawn.
He's thinking about it. He's still thinking about it.
No, we will not.
When his lips burst like that.
Would you take Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, fool Jermaine, me. Yeah. I'll take Jermaine. Jermaine, Jermaine, Jermaine got cool. Hits.
All right. Just
don't like all the Mariah man. Carey, crisscross, DeBrett.
Like would you take look. Pete Rock?
Told him Jermaine Dupri, though.
Key said, I just don't like his look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care what he looks like. He makes good music, though.
No, he's good. Producer, all that.
Producer,
there you go.
All that, yeah.
You
yeah.
take Timbaland. You got to take Timbaland all day.
Yeah, Timbaland, absolutely. VA, two up, two down. Let's go. 7-5. All right, here we go.
I gave me job rule.
All right, take it or shake it here today. Week 2 of the NFL. Like I brought that back. All right, Key, I'm going to start with you. The yes. Dallas Cowboys will have a winning record when Dak Prescott returns from his hand injury. Take it or shake it?
Shake it!
Shake that.
Yeah, I'm hoping they can get at least one win. That will not be a winning record because he's coming back. As of right now, and I think it's scheduled to come back the 5th week of the season, so that'll be 4 games in. They'll be 1-3, something like that. I think they get one win with Cooper Rush.
Right. Sounds right.
Can I just tell you what's on my mind real quick? So it seems like the ultimate setup. So Dak gets hurt, has surgery. Jerry Jones then comes on, escalates, or he hears, quote unquote, from the doctors. The timeline goes from 6 to 8 weeks to 9 weeks to 3.5, 4 weeks. It just feels like Dak is set up to come have a horrible season, and then people are going to poop on Dak because of the bag he got.
You know what's so interesting when you said situation? I got a call yesterday after I got off the show and I'm talking to one of my guys and stuff, and he listened to you two, Heckle and Jekyll, go back and forth with me about Jerry Jones' setup and the whole deal. He agreed with y'all. He said that the Dallas Cowboys, if they're not winning and they go 0-6, 0-7, go away, they become irrelevant. He agreed with y'all.
Yeah, by the way, I wouldn't say irrelevant. I would say less relevant.
Yeah, he agreed with y'all. I'm like, okay.
He does see if we say it, nothing. If anyone else says it, he goes, you know what? Key is immune to anything we say. But if it comes from literally any other source in the world, he goes, let me think about that.
That makes sense.
The Packers offense. Oh, no, no.
But you're not hosting.
That's your turn. I'm trying to be Timberland, but I'm Nas. I forgot. Go ahead, Tim.
See what happens when you got the producer all in the videos, yep, dancing.
That's right.
All right, here we go. All right, Keyshawn. Yeah, the Packers offense will continue to struggle against the Chicago Bears. Take it or shake it.
Shake it, man. Yeah, here's what I'll say. We're looking at a struggling offense based on Minnesota, a division foe. That's a pretty good team. And on top of that, balls were dropped. They were not in sync. And I think when we get caught up in them only scoring 7 points and Aaron Rodgers, first of all, when you have two of your tackles, the right and the left out, I don't give a damn if it could be the Kansas City Chiefs. If their right and their left tackle is out, plus Travis Kelce isn't there, Patrick Mahomes is going to struggle. And that's kind of what happened with Aaron Rodgers. His left and his right tackle gone. Lazard didn't play. It's a different situation. So I don't think they struggle. I think they're at full strength. They take care of business against the Chicago Bears at home.
Yeah, I think it's easy. Full strength, they take care of Chicago. It's a bounce-back game. By the way, there are certain games on your schedule that after you come off a loss, you're like, oh, thank goodness we have this team to bounce back against.
Imagine if Justin Herbert didn't have his left and his right tackle and his top receiver was out.
I saw it already in the Super Bowl when Mahomes didn't have an offensive line. Yeah. He was running for his life.
And Rodgers was running for his life.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be fine. Yep.
All right, here we go. Next topic here on Take It or Shake It on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio.
Oh, he flirted with it that time, didn't he?
See that?
It like came that, out right? Key, but it, mm-hmm. Yates, he flirted with
very
it.
Very
Keyshawn.
Slow yeah. In terms of the delivery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calculated.
Deliberate.
Enunciation.
Deliberate. All right, Key. Despite shutting down contract negotiations, the Ravens will make Lamar Jackson the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Take it or shake it.
Okay, so wait, before I even answer, are we talking
guaranteed
this year or at the end of the season?
Whenever.
Guaranteed.
When he gets
money,
that
right?
bag, he's going to be the highest paid.
Guaranteed money, right?
Guaranteed money, yeah. Right.
Take it. And the only reason why I'm taking it is because they realize after week one, if he continues on a tear throughout the National Football League, he could surpass Patrick Mahomes as an MVP favorite at some point in time during the season to actually win the award because he's carrying the team on his back. On top of that, there's guys like Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow who will be up for extensions next offseason. And if they're going to get the bag and then you still treating Lamar like a ham sandwich, it ain't going to work.
Can I get deep on this for a sec, Jay?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
This is how I think of Lamar Jackson right now. I think he's going to be the highest guaranteed money, right? If you think about every other quarterback, they're trying to do a version of Mahomes. You will never do Mahomes better than Mahomes. Even Herbert's a kind of a version. Josh Allen, in a way. You're not going to out Mahomes. Lamar is something different. He has a chance. He's the only one out there I look at and go, he has a chance to be the best player in the world, who's not Patrick Mahomes, because his game is different. And they're going to have to pay for that. If he stays healthy, they're going to have to pay.
I think they should pay. I don't understand what the quibble is all about. I don't. It makes no sense to me.
They're $100 million under market right now in the guarantee. $97 million under market. What's going on? What is this?
Man, will you pay attention to the show?
I don't know. Is it Fashion Week or something? Someone's wearing a jacket for
a
skirt.
Yeah, so we're seeing video right now of Kyle Kuzma.
I forgot who I was working with.
Who walked the runway last night at Fashion Week in New York
City. He got a goose down wearing it as like a skirt,
He's
though.
Wearing, yeah, it's a dress.
But it's a goose down.
It's a fashion show. Will you get
the Decepticons in New York used to rob you for jackets like that. Shannon knows what I'm talking about.
I forgot I was working
Shannon.
With Max.
Speaking.
I forgot I was working with Max.
Speaking of New York, Jay.
Yo.
Saquon Barkley will be the best running back in the NFL this season. Take it or shake it.
I'm taking it.
Take it.
Take that. He'll be the best running back. Staying healthy is all he needs to do. It's easier said than done, but if he can stay healthy, like Max on the call said yesterday about like this Derrick Rose-like pop that he has athletic-wise. What is Derrick Rose's biggest issue always been? Health. Saquon Barkley, the game speaks for itself. The scheme, Mike Kafka, Brian Daboll, I love it. It looks similar to what Patrick Mahomes is able to do in Kansas City. That scheme-wise, offensively, health.
So if he's the best running back in the National Football League this year, the New York Giants will be in the playoffs if he's the best running back. And in if you look at the numbers, and I'm not, I don't even have statistics in front of me or nothing like that, but I'm just going off of my brain. The best running back in the NFL is going to rush for 1,500 yards. If the best running back can get you 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 yards, then that means that you'll probably wind up in the playoffs. Because if you look at it, guys like Jonathan Taylor, guys like Alvin Kamara, healthy Christian McCaffrey's, Derrick Henry's, those teams all go to the playoffs. They all rush for 1,200, 1,300 yards. That means Max, you'll be in a playoff game.
I hope so. If he, I want to just what I said yesterday on the call, Jay, is there's some guys whose fast twitchies are so much, it's like the body can't handle it. Mm-hmm. Smaller guys like Derrick Rose, bigger guys like Zion Williamson, it's too much, right? Like they just break down. I'm not worried about Saquon Barkley wearing down like a Derrick Henry, but I am worried about like the connective tissue, the joints, that kind of stuff. So as long as he stays healthy, I'm taking it.
I'm sorry, I got distracted.
What'd you get distracted? Because
my friends texted me pictures of Ja Rule. Now y'all got people texting
giving it up. Just giving it up.
This is my boy George. That's okay. That's what's happened.
Is that my earpiece? Or
where is Ja?
Now we got it.
Okay.
Where is Ja?
Your whole day ruined now.
The whole you.
It was not me.
The caller
where
says,
is Ja?
He's 50 now. He's not Jay
anymore.
I'm
50 Cent. Is that
I'm
good
Nas.
Enough? You want me to go to a lesser and rapper? What do you want me to do?
The caller was Rakim, he said, and then you are John.
I love that you're saying one caller. The one caller, that's the one you chose to repeat what he said, not the other seven we took. That's fine, Max.
I'm the one that he chose. Huh?
I was thinking East Coast and, I don't know, Jersey. I saw Ja Rule one time in Jersey recently.
Okay, George, keep sending me texts. George, okay, that's what we doing now.
What did George?
Oh, he's sending me texts just Ja Rule dancing, and he trying to cause a distraction, people, and make some noise for Ja Rule.
We have to have Ja on the show now.
Where is Ja?
It's hard to tell who's who, though.
And didn't he just recently host, like, New Year's Eve, Christmas or something, a party or something like that? I think so.
I don't know.
I thought he did.
I could see Jay hosting a party. Why not?
Wrap it up, man.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. How big is tonight for Justin Herbert? And our perception of where he is in the quarterback hierarchy.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Los Angeles Chargers are the best team in the NFL. They have the best player in Justin Herbert.
And that's because he finished last season second in passing yards, third in touchdowns. He has an opportunity here to maybe win MVP.
Joining us now here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. One app, one tap. You can hit the Listen Live feature and listen to ESPN Radio. Hear your boys wherever you are. You get to, oh, I'm at work already. I want to be late. I got to walk in. I got to turn them off. No, you don't. Pop in the AirPods, the earbuds, listen to us on the app. Guys, when I think about the best rushers of the passer I've ever seen, boy, this is one of them. Also one of the best heavy bag workouts I ever saw at a Krav Maga gym in L.A. I used to work out in. Sean Merriman, ladies and gentlemen, former Chargers linebacker, three-time Pro Bowler. What's going on, Sean?
What's up, my man? How are you?
Good, good. I mean, you came into that gym. I was working out, and I saw some dude hitting the bag, and I was like, what the hell is that? And turned out it was Sean Merriman. You still training?
I'm still training. Not as much as I used to, man. I'm more behind the scenes, but I can still get after a little bit.
You're co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. Let's talk a little football, Sean. How does this Chargers defense match up against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense?
It's the perfect matchup, to be honest. And let me kind of step back and talk about, you know, Mac, you know, about a great quarterback they're about to play. Anytime you got a great pass rushing duo, that's the cure for it. That's how you go out and stop guys like that. Anytime we faced, in my days, great quarterbacks, we've always matched up against them because we had an awesome pass rush and also two cornerbacks who can hold their own. So it's gonna be a great football game, man, but I can't really see the Chargers losing.
You know what, Sean, what will the Chargers have to do, though, in all honesty, slow Chiefs offense down? You look at the game last week against the Cardinals, different defense, obviously, than the Chargers with Bosa and Khalil Mack and company. But they certainly have mixed things up from the past without Tyreek Hill. So what is it that they'll need to do to disrupt that those things that Kansas City and Eric Bieniemy, Patrick Mahomes is doing now?
Well, you know, one thing they did extremely well, he's distributing the ball. Patrick Mahomes is distributing the ball all over the place. It's not like he's looking for that one big shot with Tyreek Hill anymore. Andy Reid, what they do really well is they run the same five to six plays out of different formations. You know, they get Travis Kelce moving around. So they're going to have to, you know, put Derwin James on. That's the only way I see this happening. They have a one-on-one coverage across the board and see who can win the one-on-one battles. If you can't win the one-on-one battles and get pressure with your four upfront guys, it's going to be a long day for the Chargers. But what I've seen being at the game, that these guys off the edge are humming to the quarterback and they're holding their own in the secondary. So it's going to be a long day for the Chiefs.
Sean, I was going to ask you about like those third and mediums, right? Like those third and fives, third and sevens, like those are momentum plays, right? Where Patrick Mahomes always seems to create something magical. Like, how do you keep it? Like, how do you keep him contained in the pocket on those kind of downs?
Well, Patrick Mahomes is one of the best to do it when he's filled in the pocket and he knows his awareness. He's stepping up just to deliver the ball. And he's done even better this year because he has his legs under him. So they're going to do a lot of misdirection, a lot of moving Travis Kelce off the line of scrimmage so he can't get jammed up one-on-one and, you know, find that opening crease underneath. What they're going to have to do for the Chargers is play the underneath football. Since you don't have a guy to threaten you anymore going deep, you know, they're going to have to play that short range and keep everything in front of them.
Talking to Sean Merriman, former Chargers linebacker, three-time Pro Bowler, and this dude could rush the passer. Sean, I'm thinking about, and we've been talking about Justin Herbert. Everyone predicts great things from this year. I mean, he was amazing, amazing as a rookie. He was even better as a second-year player. Hasn't been to the playoffs. Lost a tough game at the end of the season to get knocked out of the playoffs to the Raiders. Is there any moral victory for him here? Like, if he balls out, and everything, does he, or is it like he will just be judged on whether this team beats or loses to the Chargers to the Chiefs week two?
Well, you know, unfortunately, when you have that level of talent, and also this level of talent around you, it's always playoffs or bust. It really is. And Justin Herbert is probably going to, at this pace, he's probably going to go down as one of the best to do it. He's going to be there for a long time. So without these guys going to the playoffs, let me take that back. Without them winning the division, I think that's going to be the first step. And getting to the playoffs, then it's always going to be frowned upon, especially how we hold quarterbacks accountable to the win and loss record nowadays.
Sean, without Keenan Allen in the lineup this week or tonight, I don't know what to say this week, but tonight for the Chargers. How do you think Justin Herbert will perform based on looking at the second half against the Raiders last week?
They're so deep at that wide receiver core and tight end Everett, who came down from Seattle. They have so many weapons. I mean, look, Mike Williams didn't even really get involved in the game last game, and that's crazy to say because he's one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League. And so now with a team like KC, who's going to go out and put up points, he's not going to throw two or three interceptions like Derek Carr did. Patrick Mahomes, that's just not going to happen. Now you're going to have to get Mike Williams and some of these other guys involved. They've been doing extremely well catching the ball out of the backfield, throwing to Eckler. The other running back there, finding ways to get creative, to get them out of the backfield, one-on-one on the linebacker. They just have so many weapons. It just really depends who's going to beat you that week, who's game planning that week. And I expect Mike Williams to have one of the best games of the year.
Let me ask you a non-football question before we let you go. If you were a rapper, a hip-hop artist, who would you be?
Probably 50 Cent.
All right, so Sean, let me jump in here, brother, because I've known you for a long time, and you know me. We're both competitive, crazy people. If you and I were chilling, I'm like, yo, I'm like Hove, and you're like Ja Rule. How would you take that?
I'd be offended.
Okay, because that's where we're at in life. Key was like, oh yeah, I'm Hove, and Jay, you're like Ja Rule. That's the argument we were having internally, and then Max co-signed it.
I didn't co-sign it. Sean, someone Where called in and said that Key is like Fitty, that I'm like Nas, and that Jay was like Ja Rule. The caller said it, not me.
He was one of seven callers calling in, Sean, just FYI.
For some reason, that's the one I remember. It's stuck in my head.
But you know me too, Sean, and I feel I'm cold at everything like Hove, so it don't matter. Whatever I touch it is gone.
No, that's definitely a disrespectful shot. No, there's no question about
hey,
that.
Man, you know.
It's confirmed by Sean Merriman. It's confirmed. Thank you.
Confirmed by Sean Merriman.
Thanks, Sean.
He took a shot. Now he's grinning like the cat who ate the canary. Like a bad little kid who got caught. All right. Thank you, Sean Merriman. Appreciate you.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy.
A lot of attention.
All right, buddy.
We'll be paid to Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
Going to see the queen.
How big a game for the Chargers, though, is this for their head coach, Brandon Staley?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
So you guys see that Steph Curry is on the verge of signing a $1 billion deal with Under Armour?
You know what?
A billion.
They're going to get him under market.
No.
I'll tell you why.
It's not under market.
Under market?
Listen to me. Magic Johnson, once upon a time, you'll remember this, Key, signed a lifetime deal with the Lakers.
Yeah, $25 million, 25 years.
But this was at a time, guys, where a million a year for an NBA player was so many multiples of what even stars were getting. You're giving them a million a year for 25 million.
There was no salary cap. TV money was low. That's a
lot. The point is, at the time, it sounded like, whoa, what a deal for Magic. Looking halfway through, it's like, this ain't a deal for Magic. $1 billion for Steph Curry lifetime. Lifetime. When I hear lifetime, mark my words. At some point, they will redo the deal because he's going to need more.
No, it don't work like that, Max.
Well, how much is allotment like for other stuff too, Key?
Well, so first of all, it's $1 billion deal. It's $1 billion deal for a bunch of stuff, not just him playing basketball. He's got the golf apparel. There's residuals on the golf apparel. So essentially what Under Armour has done is not like LeBron James. LeBron James has a deal, but he doesn't have a separate line like Brand Jordan.
Right.
Steph Curry has a separate line like Brand Jordan.
Interesting.
He's going to have the whole, like Brand Jordan, same thing, in their marketplace. Now you're talking about charitable contributions. You're talking about rebuilding of schools. Things, just stuff that adds up to $1 billion a lifetime. Once he's gone out of the NBA in 6 years, Jay? Mm-hmm. Steph Curry, 6 years?
I mean, yeah, five,
yeah,
six.
Let's just say six.
Because he can shoot that thing. It might be a little bit more.
But let's
Who knows?
Just say yeah. six years. Six years, yeah. six years not in the, yeah, 6 years like, not in the NBA. Yeah. 6 years. Yeah. He's still getting paid beyond those 6 years and not on the court because of the golf game, because of all the other things.
I know, I hear you. All I'm saying is if Jordan would have announced way back in the day a $100 million lifetime deal, we'd all be like, oh my God.
This is $1 billion.
No, I'm saying, but back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
$100 million, be like, oh my God. But we would see that pretty shortly thereafter.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying the billion right now is blowing everyone's mind. I'm telling you, that is a team-friendly deal.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is. It's
because
a
team-friendly deal. Because you don't know. First of all,
you don't know how much of it is cash.
Plus, Under Armour's not Nike. They got a long ways to go.
No, I don't mean for them.
They're like the third or the fourth apparel brand behind Nike, Adidas, and then you can argue whether or not Puma's in the mix.
And so, like, how much of that is stock, too?
They got to make some better-looking sneakers.
Ooh. They got some okay sneakers.
Like I wanted to get Steph's for my daughter, and she was like, no.
Yeah, I'm with you, Max, on the
it's not the same.
Like, but Kyrie's come out, you're like, oh,
I will
get
say,
him.
How much of that is stock? Because stock is, like, dependent. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. I'm sure some
like,
of it
stock
is.
Stock around, like, that fluctuation
sure
in the marketplace.
I'm sure there's some stock in there, too. Yeah.
We're back. But guess what? How many have NFTs?
It's $1 billion.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, I just think there's probably some easy things that we left out there early in the game and just didn't execute.
Joe's our quarterback going into Cleveland.
The Jets are the Jets. They're a mess. I don't care that Zach Wilson isn't there.
For all those people who continue to talk and to continue to doubt, we're taking receipts.
What are you saying?
How about you save your energy for trying to figure out how to convert a third down in which your team went 2-14 on offense on? How about that?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Hit the Listen Live feature. Boom, we're right there. Guys, we were talking a lot about Robert Saleh, how he was saying he's taking receipts. Let's listen to Robert Saleh, because when we played, Key was like, that's not it. We had Mike Tannenbaum. We played him the audio. His eyes got wide like saucers, and he just started shaking his head.
I liked it.
Here is Robert Saleh. Listen.
every year, every game, when you lose in this league, it's the apocalypse. It's Armageddon, and people just want to jump off a bridge for some reason. We're in the instant coffee age, mm-hmm. and it's deserved. That's part of the generation we've grown up in. That's part of what comes with the job, and especially in this market where there's 8 million people crammed in the one corner of the United States, it's going to get... People are angry. There's no space to breathe. But at the same time, you know, we do our best to ignore the noise and keep the main thing, which is finding ways to produce. And for all those people, just like I told our beat here about 15 minutes ago, for all those people who continue to talk and to continue to doubt, we're taking receipts. And I can't wait, and I'll speak for the entire organization, to shove it down everyone's throat when it comes around.
Now, Coach said this, I mean, he heard this shaking his head. Mike Tannenbaum heard this shaking his head. That's not it. Now, he said this, Robert Saleh, Jets head coach, on the Michael Kay Show on the 13th of this month of September. Michael Kay, on his eponymous show, eponymous, anyone, it's when it's named after you, eponymous, the Michael Kay Show, had a response to Key and those who would say that's not it when they heard Saleh talking. And here is Michael Kay defending the honor of his show.
I think he had every right to say what he said. And all of the people on ESPN, Mike Tannenbaum, Mike Greenberg, Keyshawn Johnson, he shouldn't have said that. Why? Why can't he defend himself? I don't get it. You're allowed to defend yourself in this world. Instead, you're going to let the fans sit there in the stands and people have talk shows, just throw spitballs at you, and you're not supposed to do anything.
Key, do you care to respond?
Well, because he's a loud mouth. Because if it was a player, Michael Kay would call a player a loud mouth. He should just be quiet and play, right? Now, all of a sudden, a coach says something, and we don't like it. It's okay for him to say it. But if it was a player who was saying something, he would be a loud mouth, and he would be a distraction.
Now, you saying that's general in the media? Because
I'm saying in general in the media, right? Yeah, because I'm grouping him in the media just like he grouped all of us together at ESPN. Greenberg and Mike T and me, and your name wasn't mentioned.
He didn't mention my name.
No, he left you out. I wonder why. But anyway, you just look at that and you say to yourself,
that loudmouth Greenberg.
What are you talking about? You are a head coach of a football team, a former general manager, successful, okay, in Mike Tannenbaum.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the only successful general manager really in, what, 30 years for the Jets?
Said that that is a problem, that he wouldn't have liked that, and he would have instructed his head coach to do something and approach it differently.
Yeah.
A guy who's a general manager who hires the coaches. And now I'm an ex-player who happens to be in this workplace, who has been in front of microphones my entire career.
Coached by Bill Parcells.
Coached by a Hall of Famer in Bill Parcells and Tony Dungy.
And also some guys who weren't that good, so you can compare the two.
Exactly. And now you say, well, I don't like it. It doesn't all you got to do is say we need to do better. And that's it. What receipts? Because guess what? When you're putting those receipts in your Nike shoebox at the top of your closet in 4 years, 3 years, when you're not coaching a team, you won't be able to cash them in. So the threat of
it feels like a hollow threat.
It's like, come on, man, stop.
Jay,
and it's nothing personal against Robert Saleh.
I like in certain respects, I like the cut of Saleh's jib. I like it. I even the way he delivered it, I didn't have as bad a reaction to it as I might have had it been someone else. I kind of even liked the delivery, but I'm with Key here. That's not it. You disagree.
I'm not about always playing politics as usual, man.
Why?
Key can be his authentic self. Other people can be their authentic self. Now I'm asking Robert Saleh, well, this is how you have to slightly navigate it here in New York. So what if he wants to hold on to damn receipts? Let him hold on to damn receipts, and I'll give you an alternate universe from the one that Key alluded to. What happens if I am the Jets head coach in 3 years from now, and we are winning? So what? As a player, I want to hear my coach that is full of that type of energy. I hold people accountable all single every day as an athlete. The fact that you're looking at your phone and not looking at me, that would bother me. Like if we're in a meeting,
I'm getting texts from the show, you know.
About Ja? Never mind. Anyway, all I'm saying is that I'm okay with somebody showing his fiery side
if stuff bothers him.
Jay, just don't take a receipt that I was looking at my phone, please. Whatever you do. Oh, no. Oh, no. You have a receipt. Oh.
Like, it's funny, though. As a player, though, you're allowed to find things that motivate you.
Yeah.
Like headlines. Oh, yeah. Key had reporters that he didn't
but
talk
that,
to.
Wait, Jay. That's the point. The coach is supposed to be the adult in the room. There is a certain kind of relationship there where they're the authority.
Hold on.
They
wait.
The
can
example.
I ask you a question, Max?
Yes.
Is Tom Brady an adult?
Yeah, well, he's like 100 years old. It's a
oh,
little
but
different.
He holds receipts, and he's okay with that, right? So
yep,
I'm not saying
okay.
that Robert
Let me tell you the difference.
I'm just saying that
Let me
there's
tell you
a player who's an adult.
Players can
hold receipts, too.
Here's the difference. If someone who you never saw fight, you know anything about him, says, yo, if you do that, blah, blah, we're going to fight. You don't know anything. Is different than if Mike Tyson tells you the same thing. Tom Brady has Super Bowl ring after Super Bowl ring. If he says, I'm keeping receipts, he got a history of delivering.
I don't recall Tom Brady saying, I got receipts.
I'm not saying. I'm saying.
I'm just saying Jay said Tom Brady.
No, he's not saying. But he's talked openly about how he uses the media and people that say dumb things. Those are receipts.
You
can
do that,
but
you don't go ahead of time and say, I'm keeping receipts, especially when you haven't done anything yet.
Exactly.
Okay.
You don't have a history.
Tom Brady got seven damn Super Bowls in a year.
It wasn't about Super Bowls. It was about saying that a player, like the coaches are the only adults. Players think this way.
No, I know, but that's the point.
Coaches think this way.
It's okay for the player to do it. They're the competitor on the field to play.
It's okay for the player to do it.
Y'all just finding something that I not like about the guy. It feels like...
I do like Salah. I wanted him to coach the Giants originally.
You guys are making this way bigger than what it is.
So, okay.
A guy saying, hey, I can't wait to shove it down people's throats because I keep receipts about...
It's empty. It's hollow. You're not scared by it.
You find it empty and hollow doesn't mean he finds it that way.
Let me ask you this, though, Jay. So... A general manager who hires and fires people and has been very successful at both in this league. Are you telling me that Mike Tannenbaum is just talking?
No, I'm not. But that's one way to do it.
It is.
That's one way. One.
It is, but,
uno.
But
there are other ways to do it.
That's true. But the greatest coaches of all time haven't done it that way. So unless he's doing it a new way that's going to work, people trust what's tried and true.
Exactly.
Is Kansas City hands down the best team in the AFC West? Boy, we're going to start to get the answer tonight, aren't we? What a Thursday night matchup. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Where is Ja?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.